Health Promotion Officer Shanika John says that COVID-19 vaccines are still available here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and she's urging persons to protect themselves by getting vaccinated.
So we do have vaccines available for different category of persons, and we really want to encourage persons to make use of that. If you went through the carnival season and you did not get vaccinated, it's really not too late for you to get vaccinated. The vaccines are still available, especially if you're going to plan to do a lot of summer travels. We know it's the summertime and a lot of people want to take breaks and want to go out and enjoy themselves. So we're really encouraging them at this point to take all the precautionary measures that you can. And part of that precautionary measure is getting vaccinated. General precautionary measures as it relates to your overall health and well-being. Let's not make it specific to COVID, monkeypox or whatever. Let's talk about your own overall health. What do you need as an individual to ensure that you are at your best in terms of your health and your wellness? And when you have identified those things, access our services that are available across St. Vincent and the Grenadines to get you there.
Chief Health Promotion Officer Shanika John. Regionally, the total cost of the impact and effect of COVID-19 on the Bahamas is estimated at $9.5 billion, with the Bahamian economy expected to return to its pre-pandemic level by 2024. The report by the Inter-American Development Bank and the UN Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, titled Assessment of the Effects and Impacts of the COVID-19 Pandemic in the Bahamas, noted that the pandemic resulted in tens of thousands of job losses and long-lasting effects on the country's tourism sector. Internationally, the quickly changing coronavirus has spawned yet another super contagious Omicron mutant that's worrying scientists as it gains ground in India and pops up in numerous other countries, including the United States. Scientists say that the variant called BA.2.75 may be able to spread rapidly and get around immunity from vaccines and previous infection. It is unclear whether it could cause more serious disease than other Omicron variants, including the globally prominent BA.5. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.